Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody. I want to welcome you to another edition of the Miracle Man program here on Monday, the 28th of March of 2022. I am your host, the Miracle Man, coming to you from here in Midland, Michigan, where I live. I do apologize for the late start. We were supposed to have some a test with the alarm system at my apartment here, and I wasn't sure. You know, we weren't sure about some things about whether I wasn't sure whether or not that it would mean that I'd have to go outside. You know what it was going to mean. It hasn't went off yet, but apparently I won't have to go outside or nothing. So if it goes off, here's what I will tell you. Don't you dare worry about it. Please. If it goes off, don't be worried about it. But it is good to be with you here, wherever you're listening, however you're tuned in. I'm glad that you've just made that determination to tune into the broadcast. Because the fact of the matter is, I love you. Sorry, I don't mean to laugh like that, you know, I really do love you folks. I really do, and I really enjoy bringing you this broadcast every Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday night. I truly enjoy it. And so, you know, we, as I said, are now live. It's good to, as I said, it's going to be with you. And so, let me see what happened here. Hi. I'm just, thankful for you. And so, I just want to let you know that with Easter coming up, the next 2 weeks after this week, you'll be hearing me teach on Easter. You'll be hearing me teach on Easter. What'll happen is just that I will be speaking on the resurrection and you know, the cross and what all of that means for us and everything related to all of that, as it's a powerful time for those of us who are Christians. It's a very important season, Easter is. And so not just so you kind of have a heads up as to what will be coming up around that time. And that was just me giving you kind of a just kind of a heads up as to what to expect. So the plan for tonight is that I'll sing a couple songs as we normally do, and then we'll get into the word. And then I have, I do have some sports to get into. As the men's Final Four is now set, and so we will be talking about that, just to kind of give you a heads up as to what is going on with that. Okay. But first, I want to remind you of the stuff that we normally mention. First off, I want to remind you about the book, Rivers of Miracle, the story of my life and a God that, you know, could not see but strongly believed in. And it's a very powerful book. And I encourage you to go online and check that thing out. It can be a blessing to you. I would highly recommend you reading it. The other thing I want to remind you of real quick is you can sow a seed into the Miracle Man program. When you sow a seed, when you sow a seed, it just helps us, you know, keep going and reach more people. Because with it being the last of the last days, I hope your listeners know that we are in the last days. And if you went and looked at Matthew 24, you could, you know, kind of see what I mean. You know, wars, rumors of wars. You get, like, you know, pestilences, famines, earthquakes in various places. False prophets, among other things. Now, that's not my message for tonight, but I was just kind of saying, you know, now it, just kind of saying, now it's the last days. And my pastor has been teaching a lot along these lines lately. And I know it's not. Obviously, he has his reasons. He hears from God. And he just tries to be the greatest pastor that he can be. Yeah. And also that hearing from God and teaching, you know, what God tells him he should teach. But as you sow your seed, I always pray that God would bless you for that seed. And so, praise God for that. And the verse I want to sow in your life is where it says, you reap what you sow, and what you plant is what you grow. I hope your listeners realize that. You reap what you sow. Sow a little, reap a little. Sow a lot, reap a lot. Hopefully you sow good seed, not bad seed. You sow bad seed, you're going to reap things that aren't good. You're going to reap things that are not good if you do not sow, if you sow bad seed, that is. So now we're gonna sing a couple of songs, and then we're gonna get into the Word of the Lord. There is nothing that I need that he won't supply. There is nothing that I need that he won't supply. Yes, I believe. Yes, I believe. There is nothing that I need that he won't supply. There is nothing that I need that he won't supply. Yes, I believe. Yes, I believe. So I say to the mountain, move. Yes, I say to the mountain, get out of my way. Yes, I say to the mountain, move. Yes, I say to the mountain, get out of my way. Yes, I believe. There is nothing that I need that he won't supply. There is nothing that I need that he won't supply. Yes, I believe. Yes, I believe. There is nothing that I need that he won't supply. There is nothing that I need that he won't supply. Yes, I believe. Yes, I believe. I anticipate the inevitable. Supernatural intervention of God. I anticipate the inevitable supernatural intervention of God. There is nothing that I need that he won't supply. There is nothing that I need that he won't supply. Yes, I believe. Yes, I believe. Yes, I believe. Yes, I believe. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. It's not by might, it's not by power, but by the Spirit of the Lord. Against all hope, against all odds, I will trust in you. Not by might. It's not by might. It's not by power, but by the Spirit of the Lord. Against all hope, against all odds, I will trust in you. Though the lions roar. Though my enemies rage against me, I will not give up. I will not give in. No, it's not by might. It's not by power, but by the Spirit of the Lord. Against all hope, against all odds, I will trust in you. Though the battles are Though the storms rage against me, I will not give up. I will not give in. No, it's not by might. It's not by power, but by the Spirit of the Lord. Against all hope, against all odds, I will trust in you. Though the lions roar, though my enemies rage against me, you almost made me jump. I will not give up. I will not give in. I will not give up. I will not give in. I will not give up. I will not give in. No, it's not by might. It's not by power, but by the Spirit of the Lord. Against all hope, against all odds, I will trust in you. I will trust in you. I will trust in you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Nothing but your presence, nothing but your glory, nothing but your perfect will be done in me. I want to feel your heartbeat, be consumed with your desires, set ablaze, oh my God, with your holy fire. No, the alarms better not go off. All I want is you. All I want is you. I won't let anything else in. All I want is you. Nothing but your presence, nothing but your glory, nothing but your perfect will be done in me. I want to feel your heart. Be consumed with your desire, set ablaze, oh my God, with your holy fire. All I want is you. All I want is you. Chelsea, all I want is you. All I want is you. All I want is you. I won't let anything else in. All I want is you. 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 I won't let anything else in. All I want is you. All I want is you. All I want is you. I won't let anything else in. All I want is you. Oh, we love you tonight, Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for your hand on us. We've worshiped you. We've praised you. We honor you tonight, Jesus, for what you are to us. Thank you that you are in us. You are the way maker. You are the miracle worker. Thank you, Lord God, for what you are to us, for us, in us, through us. And we just thank you, Lord God. And now, Lord God, I thank you for tonight, for this program, for all these listeners tuned in from around the world. Thank you, Lord God, that they are ready to receive the word that you have put in me for this evening. I pray, Lord God, that their minds would be alert, their hearts would be receptive, and their ears would be ready to hear the word of God that you have for us tonight. And Lord God, I thank you, Lord, that you use me tonight as an oracle to deliver your word through me to these people. And now, Lord God, I make my confession over this program. I say that sponsors and partners come into this program, that finances come into this program, that increases of listenership would come to this program, big increases of listenership would come into this program. Most importantly of all, Jesus, I thank you for the huge amount of souls coming into your kingdom as a result of this wonderful radio program. In Jesus' matchless name. Now, let's make our Bible confession, because the Bible says we can have the fruit of our lips. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what the Word says that I have. And I can do what the Word says I can do. This Bible is more than a storybook to me. It is more than a religious book to me. And it is more than a history book to me. Tonight, I am a believer. Therefore, I'm a receiver. And I do believe that I will receive absolutely everything that God has for me tonight. In the name of Jesus, amen. Now, if you would please turn with me in your Bibles to the book of John, chapter 12. Praise God. John chapter 12. And I'm gonna start with verse 1. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let me just check something really quick. Thank you, Lord. I'm going to begin with verse 1. 6 days before the Passover, by the way, folks, we're starting to get close to that now. Easter is 3 weeks away. So 6 days before the Passover, Jesus arrived at Bethany, where Lazarus lived, whom Jesus had raised from the dead. Here, a dinner was given in Jesus' honor. Martha served, while Lazarus was among those who were seated at the table with him. Then Mary took about a pint of pure nard perfume. She poured it on Jesus' feet and wiped his feet with her hair. And the house was filled with the fragrance of the perfume. But one of his disciples, Judas Iscariot, who was later to betray him, objected. Why wasn't this perfume sold for the money given to the poor? It was worth a year's wages. She did not say this because he cared about the poor, but because he was a thief and was keeper of the money bag he used to help himself to what was put into it. Leave her alone, Jesus replied. In parentheses here, it says, it was intended that she should save this perfume for the day of my burial. You will always have the poor among you, but you will not always have me. Turning the page. Meanwhile, a large crowd of Jews found out that Jesus was there and came not only because of him, but also to see Lazarus. He had just raised from the dead. So the chief priests made plans to kill Lazarus as well. For on account of him, many of the Jews were going over to Jesus and were putting their faith in him. The next day, a great crowd that had come for the feast heard that Jesus was on his way to Jerusalem. They took palm branches and went out to meet him, shouting, Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the King of Israel. Jesus found a young donkey and sat, as it is written, Do not be afraid, O daughter of Zion. See, your king is coming, seated on a donkey's colt. At first, his disciples did not understand all this. Only after Jesus was glorified did they realize that those things had been written concerning him and that they had done these things. Now, the crowd that was with him when he called Lazarus from the tomb and raised him from the dead, continued to spread the word. Many people, because they had heard that he had done this miraculous sign, sent out to meet him. So the Pharisees said to one another, "See, this is getting us nowhere. Look how the whole world has gone after him." Now there were some Greeks among those who went up to worship at the feast. They came to Philip, who was from Bethsaida in Galilee, with a request. "Sir," they said, "we would like to see Jesus." Went to tell Andrew. Andrew and Philip then told Jesus. Jesus replied, "The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. I tell you the truth. Unless a kernel of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains only a single seed. But if it dies, it produces many seeds. The man who loves his life will lose it, while the man who hates his life in this world will keep it for eternal life. Whoever serves me must follow me, and where I am, my servant also will be. My Father will honor the one who serves me. Now my heart is troubled. And what more I say? Father, save me from this hour. No. It was for this very reason that I came to this hour. Glorify thy name." Then a voice came from heaven, "I have glorified it and will glorify it again." The crowd that was there and heard it said that it had thundered. Others said an angel had spoken to him. Jesus said, "This voice was for your benefit, not mine. Now is the time for judgment on this world. Now the prince of this world will be driven out. But I, when I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all men to myself." He said this to show the kind of death that he would die, that he was going to die. The crowd spoke up, "We have heard from the law that the Christ will remain forever. So how can you say the Son of Man must be lifted up? Who is this Son of Man?" Then Jesus told them, "You are going to have the light just a little while longer. Walk while you have the light, before darkness overtakes you. The man who walks in the dark does not know where he is going. Put your trust in the light while you have it, so that you may become sons of light." When he had finished speaking, Jesus left and hid himself from them. Verse 37. Even after Jesus had done all of these miraculous signs in their presence, they would not believe in him. This was to fulfill the word that Isaiah the prophet, "Lord, who has believed our message? And to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed?" For this reason, they could not believe, because, as Isaiah says elsewhere, "He has blinded their eyes and deafened their ears so that they can neither see with their eyes nor understand with their hearts, nor turn, and I would heal them. Isaiah said this because he saw Jesus, glory, and spoke about him. Yet at the same time, many, even among the leaders, believed in him. However, because of the Pharisees, they would not confess their faith in fear that they would be put out of the synagogue, for fear they would be put out of the synagogue. And they love praise from men more than praise from God. Then Jesus cried out, "When a man believes in me, he does not believe in me only, but in the one who sent me. When he looks at me, he sees the one who sent me. I have come into the world as a light, so that no one who believes in me should stay in darkness. As for the person who hears my words but does not keep them, he who hears my words but does not keep them," Jesus said, "I do not judge him. I did not come to judge the world, but to save it. There is a judge for the one who rejects me and does not accept my words. That very word which I spoke will condemn him at the last day. We call that day Judgment Day. For I did not speak of my own accord, but the Father who sent me commanded me what to say and how to say it. I know that his command leads to eternal life. So whatever I say is just what the Father has told me to say." So, folks, what you see here is Jesus is explaining different things to his disciples throughout the chapter. Even that stuff about the light. And he tells them, and even to those people, you know, that crowd that was there from Lazarus. But you see, folks, listeners, what happened is at one point in there, he tells his disciples, "Well, you're going to have the light just a little bit longer." And certain Jews and Pharisees, they hear it and they're like, some of the Jews heard what Jesus said and were like, some of them were thinking, "Well, but Lord, we had seen somewhere that you would just be there for forever." But then he's like, "Well, on this earth, however, you'll only have me walking on the earth with you for a little bit longer." That was part of him predicting the kind of death that he was going to die. And as I said earlier, we are on the timeline. We are about 2.5 weeks away from Good Friday, the day that Jesus got thrown on the cross. And then just about 3 weeks from Easter Sunday, Resurrection Day. We are just under 2 weeks from Palm Sunday, which begins Holy Week. And where we read earlier in the chapter about the palm branches that were laid on the road, and Jesus is riding on that donkey with that big triumphal entry. That is just me kind of letting you know that Holy Week is coming up. But back to what I said a minute ago, they were perplexed when he said, you know, you're only going to have the light a little bit longer. Because they're all like, huh? Jesus. There's still, now, no, there were still all these people there from the raising up of Lazarus. When Lazarus was raised from the dead that we read about Wednesday. And so still had so many of those people there. Because those people were hungry. They wanted to hear what all he had to say. Now about that perfume. Mary poured out that perfume on Jesus' feet, wipes his feet with her hair. Now, let me tell you why. She did that because she loved Jesus. She did that as a symbol of honor towards him. That was what she felt like her gift to him could be. So she just, you know, throws the perfume on his feet, wipes his feet with her hair. Now Judas is sitting there, and Judas, he would let her betray Jesus. She's like, but Jesus, what a waste of perfume. She's like, well, this thing could have been sold and the money given to the poor. Well, to Judas, I would say, liar, liar, pants on fire. Because Judas, you see, you know something about Judas, listeners, is Judas, he did not make that comment to Jesus about the whole thing about, you know, selling it, giving the money to the poor. He didn't make that comment because he cared about the poor. No. In fact, Judas was the thief. He was in charge of the treasury and used to help himself to some of the money. He used to help himself to some of the money from the treasury, from like the offerings that people would give Jesus. He would literally help himself to it. And so Jesus was like dealing with him right there. But Mary did that thing about the perfume on the feet because she loved him. While Martha was in there serving, making all that food, all the meat and potatoes and or whatever it was that they were going to eat, maybe lamb and potatoes or something like that. I don't know. Maybe lamb and rice. I don't know. I'm just thinking of what I could see it being something like in America. But, you know, she was helping make the food. Martha was. But you see, Lazarus is one of those at the table. This was after Lazarus had been healed and raised from the dead. He had been healed and raised from the dead. See. And so. So Mary and Martha had decided to throw a party. And they threw the party in honor of Jesus. And they're sitting there having their meal. But later on in the chapter, you see Jesus is talking. And then the Pharisees hear some things, and then Jesus is like, and they point out something about Isaiah, in Isaiah, where he says, you know, he blinded their eyes. He deafened their ears. Like the enemy has. And made it so that they couldn't see. They couldn't hear. They wouldn't hear the word of God. And he's like, I wish that they would see with their eyes, hear with their ears, understand with their hearts, and turn from their wicked ways. Because obviously they couldn't just turn, period. Like, you know, turn left onto this road. Turn right on that road. You turn here. You turn there. Because in Michigan, you know, you have U-turn. You have Michigan U-turns at certain corners. But except for a U-turn, be like, turn around and quit doing the wicked things you were doing. Turn. Open your eyes and ears. Turn. And be healed by Jesus. That's what he was trying to tell him. Now, another thing, big thing I'm thinking of that Jesus addressed is those people who hear the word of God, but they choose not to put the word into practice. There are people like that who hear the word of God, and some of them may hear it a lot, but they don't put the word into practice. You have to put it into action. You have to put it into practice. It's just like what the Bible says about faith. Faith without works is dead, being alone. You got to put works to your faith. You can't just have the faith alone. No works. Put works to that faith, you see. I had to throw that in there. But there are these people who hear the word. Maybe even hear it a lot, like I said. But they don't do what it says. And Jesus says, I won't judge them right there. On that last day, they will be judged. And whenever Jesus talks about, you know, at the last day, like that, on the last day, they will be judged, that's talking about judgment day. Because we all know that on judgment day, we're going to give an account to Jesus for our action. I mean, our actions, for every thought, word, and deed, even idle words. Yes, we are. And so if you're hearing the Word of God, if you're reading the Word of God, are you doing what it says? Or are you just reading it because it's something good to read? Or hearing it because it's something good to listen to? Yes, it's better than the Late Show. Yes. Yes, it's better than some of these magazines you can read. Of course. But are you doing it? Are you doing what the Word of God says? Or maybe you're one of those who only does the parts of it that you like. So, and the Bible says that we should be examining ourselves in the Lord. So no one, and so, it's really important in our lives, you see, that we make sure that we're actually obeying the Word of God when we're reading it, when we're listening to it, when we go to church on Sunday morning. And Sunday night and Wednesday night, or Thursday night in my case. I only said Wednesday night because some people go to church, have church Wednesday night. Others, some places have Sunday night, others don't. Mine, my church does. So do not worry about that noise. It's just a silly thing. It wants me to do this silly password thing. I don't know why it wants me to do it, but ignore it. So I was saying, paying attention to me, not to what Mrs. Siri says to me. By the way, Siri, been trying to think of ways to get her saved. Sometimes Dr. Barclay, my pastor, he likes to tease and say, well, my Siri isn't saved yet. And there is a YouTube on video, I mean a video on YouTube, at least there was one, I remember it. And there was a video where someone had almost programmed their Siri to pray in tongues. Or maybe what it was they just turned their Siri into a foreign language to make it sound like it. Do you bet, Shelley, that's what it was that person had done? Probably turned it into a foreign language to make it sound like they were praying in tongues, even though they weren't. I doubt that he ever got his Siri to actually just sound like she was praying in tongues. That would be the day. Then you'll know, listeners, that we got revival going when Siri is actually praying in tongues, and when our computers are actually... All right, folks, I was actually kidding about the whole thing about them doing that. And by the way, folks, just so you don't get any ideas, notifications are not anointed. Notifications are not anointed. And to be honest with you, folks, sometimes you should do sometimes when you read your Bible and prayer and stuff. Sometimes you should shut that thing off and just focus. Read your Bible. it's okay. Sometimes, you know, you'll read your phone on your Bible. Listen to, I mean, read your Bible on your phone. Listen to the Bible on your phone. That's fine. But, yeah, it's fine. And it's great tools to have on your phone. But, you see, let me tell you something. That phone of yours can tweet. It goes boom, ding, vroom, vroom, vroom. Games, call, alarms, pings, toots. Oh, all the things that can check sports, check the weather, check the news, check the, watch the video. But what does your Bible do? Just Bible. That's it. Your paper Bible only does Bible. Doesn't even do grocery list. Just Bible. That's it. And sometimes it's great to have time when you just focus on that. Focus on prayer, not hearing, you know, all those pings, toots, notifications, Siri, alarms, and all that stuff on your phone does, or your computer does, or your device. Well, Miracle Man, did you just go after my device? No, I didn't. He just said sometimes you just need to turn the thing off or silence it, not look at it. Just spend some time with God and read your Bible. Amen. You see, sometimes, you know, if you really want to get, you know, deeper in your relationship with God, which, by the way, folks, you shouldn't just say you love God and then have no proof of it in your life. You should have proof of it in your life. You should walk the walk, talk the talk, not just talk the talk. You should also be walking the walk, living by faith. Folks, you shouldn't be going by what you see and what you feel. Because I don't live by what I, because what you might see might be, you know, all the stuff from the news, people, friends, family. You know, like I said, the news. But saying negative stuff over your life, why not say what God says to say? Because this, this is the Logos, the Word of God. And so, man, oh man, these people, sorry, I'll just think about something. But anyhow, folks, faith people walk by faith, not by sight. Josh Barclay, my pastor's son, taught a powerful message last night on that. And tomorrow night when I come on, I'm going to share you with you a few nuggets from that in the prelude before we get into, you know, the worship and what I want to get to tomorrow night. But, because we should be walking by faith, not by what we see. Because we might see just all things that are negative, as opposed to seeing the things that God wants us to see. And so, and about that, did you know, you should know this, your brain is enmity against God. Folks, that's why we have to wash our mind with the water of the Word of God. We have to. Because of all the pollutants in life, they'll try to get in your brain, and they'll try to just, you know, get in there, just your mouth, and that's why, in order to keep your mind right with God, you have to keep washing it. How do you wash your mind? The Word of God. But hearing is how you get faith. Your eyes were not meant to attract faith. That's your ears. That's why it's so important that you hear the Word of God through your pastor. Why it's so important that you have a pastor. If you're not in a church, find yourself in a good church where they teach the Word of God. Well, I go to Meta Church. Oh, Meta Church? Facebook Church? My pastor was talking about that last Thursday night. Apparently, there can be like this church on YouTube, I mean on Facebook or whatever, where there's just the, like this human that might be a pastor. But there could be robots, literally, as congregation members. Robots. I wonder how a robot sounds when he says amen. Oh, your pastor could say, shout amen, and they just go, amen. And people will say, oh, yeah, you can go to Meta Church because there's no humans there. Meta Church, chances are there they don't preach the uncompromised Word of God. That's why you want to find yourself in a real church, a real church, born again, spirit-filled church. That's the kind of church you want to get into. Amen. One that truly teaches the uncompromised Word of God and not this other stuff. Amen. Father, bless us and help us tonight. We thank you for your word tonight, that we would just get it in our minds and our souls, that we would just do what your word says to do. And I pray, Lord God, that you would just bless us as we go. And that, Lord God, that whatever we put our hands to would prosper. No weapon formed against us will prosper. Whatever that weapon is, whatever that enemy is, I thank you, Lord God, that nothing that is formed against us prospers. And I thank you, Master, for that. I pray, Lord God, that all of those who may be listening who do not know you, my Jesus, may they ask you into their heart right now and get right with you. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, in terms of sports action, you have the Sweet 16 and the Elite Eight. You had Arizona, a one seed, fall on Thursday. You have also had the overall number one seed, Gonzaga, also fall on Thursday. Both of those. And then you had Villanova take down Michigan by about 11, 12 points, just like I thought they would. The stat score that I picked was actually real close to what actually happened. It's pretty close, which I thought was interesting. I'm not going to say cool, because ultimately I truly do wish that Michigan had won and beat Villanova, even though it was not what I actually picked. I actually picked for Nova to beat Michigan, which they did. Okay. And that's just kind of, just so you know. And St. Peter's, they beat another two seed. Forget who it was, but they beat another big two seed. Oh, it was Purdue. It was Purdue. They beat Purdue. Now, let's talk about the Elite Eight. Yesterday in the Elite Eight, at one point, Kansas was down to Miami by 5 points. Well, Kansas beat Miami by 20, 79-59. So the one seed won big time. You had Nova, the two seed, winning their game yesterday. Then you had North Carolina win their game, and you had Duke win their game. St. Pete is done. I want to say it was Kansas they lost to. No, not Kansas, but I want to say Duke they lost to Duke. So you have Duke, North Carolina in one matchup. That's actually a huge matchup. Duke and North Carolina is a huge matchup on Saturday. And then the other one on Saturday is Nova and Kansas. So that is your Final Four matchup. So 1-1 seed, 2-2 seeds, and an 8 seed is how it looks. Had St. Pete won their game last night? By the way, they were the first 15 seed to make the Elite Eight. So they made history there. Think about it. St. Pete was a school of less than 3,000 kids, 3,000 students. All right, folks, until next time, God first, God always. So long, everybody.